worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach as we turn to chapter 28 with verses 1 and 2. The vengeful will face the Lord's vengeance. Indeed, he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor the wrong done to you, then will you pray. Your own sins will be forgiven. In the depths of a vengeful heart lies a darkness that clouds judgment and distorts reality. It is a place where anger and resentment fester, where the desire for revenge consumes all reason and compassion. Those who harbor such feelings are blind to the teachings of forgiveness and mercy, unable to see the harm they are causing, not only to others, but to themselves as well. The Lord, in His infinite wisdom, sees all and remembers all. He knows the depths of our hearts and the sins we carry within us. For the vengeful, this is a harsh truth to face, as their deeds and intentions are laid bare before the divine judgment. The Lord's vengeance is not one of cruelty or malice, but a necessary consequence of the choices we make in this life. He cannot turn a blind eye to the harm caused by those who seek revenge, for it goes against the very essence of His teachings. Forgiveness is a cornerstone of many faiths and moral teachings. It is a powerful act of compassion and understanding, a way to break the cycle of hurt and pain. When we forgive others for the wrongs they have done to us, we are not only releasing them from their guilt, but also freeing ourselves from the burden of anger and resentment. It is a liberating experience that allows us to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. But forgiveness is not just a gift we give to others. It is also a gift we give to ourselves. For when we forgive our neighbors, we open the door to forgiveness for our own sins. The act of forgiving others is a reflection of our own humility and understanding of our own faults. It is a recognition that we are all flawed and in need of grace, and that by extending forgiveness to others, we are also seeking forgiveness for ourselves. In the end, the vengeful will face the Lord's vengeance, not out of punishment, but out of a need for correction and redemption. The Lord's justice is not one of retribution, but of love, a love that calls us to forgive and seek forgiveness in turn. It is a reminder that we are all interconnected, that our actions have consequences beyond ourselves. So let us heed the Lord's call to forgive, to let go of our anger and resentment, and seek redemption in His grace. Only then can we truly find peace and salvation in His divine mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. I meant to say, I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. I feel like I'm writing to them today. And our son-in-law, Mark Stern, as well. Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. May Oliver and Elliot find and see this forgiveness in their parents' own heart. We pray for those we said that we would pray for. Many ask us to pray for them each day. And we pray for those who we've said that we were going to pray for, as they've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for the repose of the soul of David Tolento. We pray for the Holy Mother Church. We're off to visit them today. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continues. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name do we pray. And special intentions for our travel intentions today as we travel over to Italy to visit the Vatican for Easter Eve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 28. We begin chapter 28 today with our practice in verses 1 and 2. We've got a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's titled, "And Beware the Vengeful Heart." And beware the vengeful heart, for it knows not the grace of forgiveness and mercy in its darkened place. It seeks retribution with hatred and wrath, but in the end it will face the Lord's righteous path. For the Lord remembers all, each sin and transgression, and the vengeful heart will face his divine aggression. He calls for us to forgive, to let go of our hate, so that in turn our own sins may be white clean slate. So let us not be consumed by anger and spite, but instead choose forgiveness in the Lord's light. For only then can we find peace and salvation and escape the wrath of divine retribution. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is March 27th, 2024, and we're recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, may we have a trip filled with grace and protection by our beautiful Mother of God in her mantle as we travel to see the foundational church and hope to have a word or two with Pope Francis. Amen. Keep us in your prayers as we continue our travels for the next week, as we visit Italy and see the sites of where the church all began, all of its martyrs, all the goodness that comes out, and the true presence of Jesus Christ there in the Vatican. We're looking forward to our trip. Say a prayer for us as we close today at 7:44 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, my friends. In Jesus' sweet name. Tony, I love you.